You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Dedicated to mentated to mentated to mentated to mentated.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmitz.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, and a good-looking Tuesday morning. Beautiful forecast. 54 in Green Bay right now, 61 in Appleton, 57 in Oshkosh. Mix of sun and clouds today, possible showers, high of 70. Yesterday was unbelievable. As I was running down the trail, working out for my, getting in shape for my triathlon, Scott Vinci blew by me. I mean, just like blew by me. I didn't even know they were allowed to have motorized things on the trail, but he was there. Scott, how are you on your e-bike?
I don't have an e-bike.
Oh, I thought that was you.
Yeah. Some good-looking dude or something. That you saw. Yeah, I get mistaken for that. Yeah, so.
I told you, I still think you look like that guy who's in that movie. About the wrestler, the high school wrestler. Oh, I can't think of it. I'll think of it. Remember I mentioned
it? Yeah, and I think it's a younger Clooney, isn't it?
No. Like, no, it's, I'll think of it. Okay. I'll think of it. Never mind. Right, yeah. How you doing, Scott Vance?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
A younger Clooney.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. You know what, though? I saw a picture of Clooney the other day. I don't know if it's from the movie, but well, he is, as we all are, but thankfully, but dyed it, but I don't. I hope it's for a movie role because it looks awful.
No, like, dyed his hair.
No, that's that.
Which way?
Totally, like almost like jet black.
Oh. No, that's that. Good night and good luck. He's on Broadway right now. $800 a ticket. And
that answers it. Okay.
That's what he's doing right now. Okay. And he, I don't know. The reviews on that are pretty good, but there's some people that don't think he's that good. You know, but they're selling that. That's that. Remember that guy? Who was the reporter? Good night and good luck.
Edward Murrow.
Yeah, that's who he plays.
Okay.
This all makes sense now.
And it's very, very. It was on 60 Minutes.
Oh, okay.
How he's making that transition from the big screen to Broadway.
Everybody likes to do Broadway.
They
at some
do.
Point.
Yep. You know, and it's just they really do. Yep. That's like their goal. It'd be like we're just talking about not LeBron James. We're talking about about they want to win a championship. There's people in the movie thing that really want to get to Broadway.
Well, it's like two
why?
Things. Well, two things.
There's
one
more money in it.
It's steady work. And you wake up every morning knowing what you're going to do that day, and your agent's not calling you. Did I get that part or whatever? They say when you've got that thing, and you never know how long it's going to last, but I was reading all about it. It's like steady, even for those people, that steady job, not a bad gig.
And as you say, and they're right there. It's not all
right.
Apartments are right there. They walk back to work, and it's a different crowd. Yep. It's just we go to quite a bit of theater.
And some of those people, I don't want to say they phone it in, but that's really the same thing where it's like some of these big stars, they will show up like, you know, literally just in time to get on stage and like 10 minutes after the boom, they're out the door. They're gone.
No, it's got to be an extra adrenaline thing to be live too.
Absolutely.
Like you're performing. There's no second takes. You know.
You're performing live right now.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
difference in them, Scott, in those people like you, Scott, when they walk on, thunderous applause. Sorry, we didn't do that.
Right.
We could have had time.
We were going to, but
we just start talking right away.
Yeah.
We were good.
But that would actually increase the pressure.
Yeah.
Though,
a lot.
People are expecting things.
Have you driven out there? Because you don't fly, right?
Correct.
I think that's like really
weird. Especially for my profession. But even if just in general.
A lot of weird stuff the time we live in.
Like, yeah, but now I really wouldn't fly. A lot of weird stuff going
or
on, right?
I wouldn't fly into Newark right now.
No. I mean, so
did you ever take, like, Amtrak?
I did.
How's that? I've never done that.
That was okay, and sometimes I think, I mean, that's probably even worse than flying, right? I mean, just, you know, you can derail and, you know. See, this is I think it's
I would love to do Amtrak.
Yeah, I don't trust other people and vehicles. Like, I feel out of control then. Now I know when you're driving, you're not totally, you know, somebody could.
I see, because like when I was crossing the street yesterday, just down here with a one-way street, I thought of Larry McCarron's favorite saying from a movie. I have so little faith in humanity.
Right.
I look both ways when I cross a one-way street.
Yeah.
And you're kind of that way.
Yeah, and I mean, now, like, even if I'm driving with somebody, I have to drive. I can't be in the passenger.
You're kind of like that, though, right?
I am.
Are you?
Yeah. I will tell you that I'm nervous flying only because of I'm not in control. But the Amtrak thing, if I get a club car, I leave it up to him or whoever's ever driving that train. I don't get anxious on there. Like, that's cool. It makes you sleep easier.
Yeah, not me. It's like, all right, are we going off the tracks here?
Where did you go?
Like just from Chicago to like Milwaukee type of thing. Yeah, this was when I was in college, so I had to get home for Thanksgiving.
Going along the West Coast is beautiful. It's fun. And it's,
I've heard that area through...
going out west.
Northwest, that's Idaho, Wyoming, one. Montana.
There's no way I would take one like 20 hours. Zero chance.
Who did we talk to that was to Montana today?
Rent a car, drive it, right?
Yeah. Huh?
Who did we talk to like yesterday? They were driving out to Montana.
Kevin Van Ness. Kevin Van Ness,
And it's like, why not take like an Amtrak instead of driving across North Dakota?
Amtraks aren't cheap. I mean, why people think they're it's expensive, but it depends, I guess. But it's great having dinner, and I just they're just a fun way to travel. I mean, I would do it. Do you do cruise ships?
No.
That was a definitive.
Like, the biggest nightmare. Okay, I don't want to be trapped in a tube up in the sky.
Your three biggest, like, I don't want to say I'm afraid of spiders or whatever, but your three biggest things you want no part of.
Well, I would say the guy in charge of...
Yeah.
Transportation is our guy, right? Sean Duffy.
Yeah.
Very, very safe. And it's statistically, so you don't like flying because you're afraid being trapped up in that tube, okay? I will say there's drugs for that, but let's go ahead.
I'm all natural, though.
Grow your own.
And and then the cruise ship. I can't believe you haven't.
So, and let the record show, I have done trains. So, like, I will do that. That's not an absolute no.
Okay.
Ships being out in the middle of a huge ocean where, like, hey, if I want
to
go.
Where else are they supposed to be?
No, but, I mean, you're trapped. I don't like feeling trapped.
That's the ultimate freedom. You look around, there's just beautiful water,
I'm going to agree with you on one thing.
Yeah.
The trapped feeling. I had that feeling a little bit at the Packer draft the first night. Walking down through the thing, and it was like a sea of people almost as far as on either side and in front and in back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things, if for whatever reason you had some weird panic attack or something, I don't know how you were going to get out of there in a hurry.
Yep. And that's the thing. And I do have anxiety attacks. So imagine having one on a cruise.
Yeah.
Where do you go? They're not going to send in a helicopter to.
Well, they will. But if you have an anxiety, first of all, there's hospitals, doctors on there. Yeah. The other thing is that. And before you go on your cruise, you do the lifeboat thing, but there are eight, and those boats aren't like rafts. Those are really super nice boats, and there's enough for everybody. So I never thought of that. I got to be honest with you. I went
Really?
I never thought about when we were on the cruise.
You know what? There's enough for everybody. That's what they said on the Titanic.
I was just going to say.
Who actually counted? Yeah. Let me find the guy that counted.
And like, how many people were excited to go on the Titanic and on a nice journey?
Right.
And how did that end up?
Right.
Think about that, Jim.
I don't want to spoil the movie.
No,
I don't want to spoil the ending.
That's nice. Nobody's seen that.
Yeah.
But actually, you look like him too. That's the
Billy
other guy,
Zane,
Billy
right?
Zane. Yeah. You look like. Yep. He's never played a good guy in a movie.
Maybe no, that's true.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm feeling bad for you.
thank you.
But are you?
He didn't know he's coming in for analysis here.
But life is great. But you've gotta get out. I mean, are you doing that? Are you happy?
No, I was gonna buy a T-shirt the other day that says "I like baseball and about three people," and it's very true. So I don't.
You're a big Cubs fan, aren't you?
You know, yes, but. This is going to sound bad, but right when they won the World Series, it was like, hey, I kind of like saw it.
Yeah.
I don't need to see another one.
Oh, I got you.
And I was a diehard. It's like, oh, you weren't.
That's what I thought.
No, it just, but, and now our team, our ownership runs it like a business. And that's tough to get, like,
take some of the fun out of it.
It really does when you're like, all right. And I know that's a business. Yeah. You're running it, like, but they really make it known, hey.
So, okay. So which way is the Pope leaning? Because I saw Cubs
White
fans.
Sox.
He's White Sox.
Is it Cubs fans or just because there's a big billboard? Hey.
Well, he grew up on the South Side.
Yeah. And he was at the White Sox.
You know
World
who else had no the decision was Mayor Daley. He was a White Sox fan. And he got up, talked about it. You know, Cubs are right there. But he took, I went to a game with him and his family and my family. And he is 100%. He's not like, well, you know, I can take either one.
Yep.
He's a White Sox fan. And they love him down there, too.
What do me and the Pope have in common?
Oh, but I don't know.
I grew up a White Sox fan, too.
Okay, that's
Minnie Minoso. That right? Oh, yeah, Minnie Minoso. You want me to go through the lineup?
Yeah.
Minnie Minoso, Louis Aparicio, Nelly Fox, Gary Peters, Joel Horland on the mound. They were 1-2 in ERA in 1966, and the White Sox didn't make it any place. No, 1-2 in ERA. Pete Ward was my hero. Pete Ward was the third baseman for Chicago White Sox. Johnny Romano was a catcher, big fan. I can go on and on. Jim Landis, the whole thing.
Rattle off the Popes, John.
But here's the thing. The manager, Smokey Burgess, was a pitch hitter. Let me just tell you this, though. So my hero was Pete Ward.
Okay.
He was my number one baseball player in the world. Pete Ward.
Okay? All right, got it.
Rookie of the year, 1963. So I was working in Tucson. He was the manager of the Portland Beavers, AAA affiliate for I forget who, okay? He was the manager, but he's also a third base coach. It's like, I get to meet my all-time baseball hero. I'm going to interview him. How awesome is that?
Yeah.
And I was asking one of the players, I said, hey, have you seen Mr. Ward? Or who? I said, Mr. Ward. He goes, Stinky? Yeah. Hey, Stinky. Pete Ward, my hero. I said, what do you call him? He like never gets his uniform wash, never washes his clothes. I don't even know if he showers. It's like, this is my hero.
Yeah.
We had like 280 pounds or whatever. Yeah. Versus, you know what I mean?
Never meet your heroes.
Never meet your heroes.
That's what they say.
Isn't that the
but
truth?
I met you.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It lived up to expectations.
Good.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you were able to, not that you were born, I'm not making an old joke,
yeah,
but you were able to recover from the 1919 White Sox and actually be a fan and go, hey, this is the team on the up and up.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Okay. Okay.
But gotta make a buck.
It wasn't really cheating, though,
no,
right?
No, it wasn't.
We're trying to win.
Joe Jackson was like the leading hitter of the World Series and was banned for life.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think, but the Cubs, people just got on that because it was so historical.
And you know,
people didn't, they couldn't name three players.
No, most of the fans go there for Wrigley.
Right.
In the summer, which is why for years and years, it's like, well, they don't have to try to be competitive because they still sell every game.
What would, I don't know if he's still alive, but you know, we should call for, see if he would verify your opinion. Lee Elia.
I think he died.
Did he?
Yeah, he's the one that
was
with the
rant.
Yeah.
Can't play it.
Yep.
He went off in a press conference, unlike I've ever
on Cubs fans. He's the manager of the Cubs, ripping on Cubs fans for
his team.
Yeah.
For why?
Basically, like anybody who's out here at 1 o'clock for a game.
Because they don't have a job. They can't get a job. Yeah. That's the only people who have come to our games.
Not great marketing.
Oh, no.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I mean, his language, and I mean, this was during a press conference that was.
Wow.
Although, you know what? Back then, it's not like they were live.
No, they weren't live. So it's like, as much as sports writers, probably. Yeah.
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 So.
Yeah. It was something, though.
So what? I mean, we want to talk sports in just a second. What do you do for fun? You don't have to tell me.
We're a Scott Bensie, Green Bay Press Gazette.
Right.
Yeah. What do I do for fun? I watch Netflix.
What are you watching?
I just got done with the series You, which
is
about a serial killer. It's kind of disturbing, actually.
Yep. Don't know that one?
It's one of those things where the guy is the star of the show, but he's a serial killer, but not like Dexter in a, hey, I kill only bad people.
Right.
And it's very disturbing how many
it's
people
called
were.
You, like you. The number you or
no,
Y-O-U?
No,
Y-O-U. Y-O-U. Yep. I got to find that.
And it's very disturbing how many people are cheering for him.
Wow.
You know, it's the whole classic serial killer who gets those letters in jail. And it's like, why do you find this guy?
You know who they say gets more love letters than anybody?
Those crazy brothers.
Besides them, is the guy who killed the banker or killed the insurance guy.
Oh, Luigi.
Oh,
Luigi,
yep. It's unbelievable.
That's so many things, though.
But, okay, just one thing. Right,
we got to start a quick break.
He looks like you.
He does?
He does.
Back after this.
Oh, you look like him.
Yeah. Wow.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here. Good looking Tuesday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. You'll have your Milwaukee Brewers at the Cleveland Guardians, 4:35 today on WISS. Scott Vensey is our very special guest. We got a whole bunch of texts here, but one really stood out here. Let's ask Scott about the bobblehead skirmish. Todd, not our Todd, Todd from DePure.
And first of all, for Todd to have that memory, this was back in like 2007 when I was on your show. Unbelievable that he would remember that. But there was a potential chance I was going to get killed. I don't say that lightly. So we're at Wrigley Field, Lou Piniella bobblehead day.
Okay.
Cubs, Reds. So first, so I get my bobblehead and I put it under my seat. Probably a stupid.
Okay. What's this? At least you went into the game with the bobblehead.
Yeah.
I remember as a Timber Rattler game, maybe it was the night of the Nicky bobbleheads or something. And everybody in line would get their bobblehead and they wouldn't go into the game. They would leave right away. They'd start putting it on eBay
yeah.
in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Already.
I'm not a bobblehead collector, so okay. It's not like it. But anyway, so I put it underneath my seat, was going to enjoy the game. At some point, maybe, I don't know, third inning, I look underneath the seat and it's gone. How is this possible? Like, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So I look behind me and there's these two questionable fellows just kind of like looking. And what I'm like, hey, did you take my bobblehead? Because really the chance... It has to be them.
Right. You put it right there between your feet.
Correct. It can only be the one person behind.
Right.
And they said no. And then I did the whole, hey, let me see your bag. If it's not in there, I'll absolutely apologize. And then the other guy comes, he's like, what's up? He's like, this guy's accusing us of stealing his bobblehead. No, I'm not showing you my bag. No, man, this is. And then I'm like, oh, man, this guy's
ready.
He's got a knife, I'm done.
Oh.
He would not show me. But then weeks later, I say this to you on the show, and you knew somebody with the Cubs, and you got me a Lou Piniella bobblehead.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
I so forgot that story.
Yep.
Brian, wow. Todd, I'm sorry. It says, for your information, I remember this because I went to high school with Vincey.
I do know some Todds, but I don't know if it's...
Well, you know, everybody's got a nickname on my show, so, so this is Todd from DePure.
Okay.
What? That you left it at that? You didn't call the usher or call?
No. I mean, we could have had fun and got the, you know,
right.
camera. But I didn't care about bobbleheads. It wasn't
you said
my
you weren't
thing.
A collector, so,
but it was more like, dude, it had to be you.
Right.
Just, like, there's no, and then the whole, you know, I won't show you. And I, it's like,
I don't know.
I'm surprised they let him take a bag in. Or was it?
Yeah. No. It was some sort of backpack.
Wow.
Yeah. And actually, they will, or at least they would at that point. They just had to check it.
There's his name right there. Todd's texting it right now.
Absolutely. I knew two Todds in high school. And that, you know what?
The other one.
Todd is a guy kind of like the dude at the game you didn't want to mess with. He would, I think, and Todd can.
Todd would have had your back.
Todd would not have had your back.
Thought you just said he would have your back.
I don't, if he's on
Todd, would you have had his back, yes or no?
Ask Todd if he considered himself a guy who liked to fight. I don't want to say a bully, but a guy who was willing to like mix it up, or if I'm just thinking that was his persona because I was scared of him.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. You were scared of Todd or you were scared of the two guys at the Wrigley Field?
Todd was one of those, and Todd can correct me if I'm wrong. He would like be one of those guys who would smoke across the street, you know, during legal at East because you just had to cross across the street and it was scary, you know, like this guy is tough, man.
Can I just say something true or false?
Yeah.
The girls that used to smoke crosses kind of hot. Was that kind of hot?
At
Rock Holly? Would you guys go to that field across the street?
I am interested to see if Todd will back up my memories of this, or if he's like, no, man.
Who are you with?
What do you mean by
when they stole your bobblehead?
Just a friend from the Press Gazette, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. And
it wasn't Domofsky, was it? Because Domofsky would not have handled that well.
No, and they didn't take his bobblehead.
Well, because he's crazy.
And by the way,
the
person I was with was a Reds fan. Why wouldn't he just give me his Piniella bobblehead?
That's right. He's manager of the Reds then. Yeah.
Right. Well, he was with the Cubs at that point.
Oh, he was? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But, he might have put it on eBay and didn't want to give it to
me. This is from Todd. Okay. I was the guy who did like to fight, definitely smoked at Joanie's.
Yep.
Todd.
Okay, so I got it mostly. So basically, you didn't want to mess with Todd.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Those are good friends to have.
Yeah, Yeah.
East had like a lot of tough guys, though, didn't they?
East was a very...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our guy, Paul Adler, who was here the other day, was a...
I had a bully at East my freshman year to the point where it totally changed my entire high school career to this point. Now, you'll be like, oh, this is totally Scott now that you know how neurotic I am. He thought I tripped him. Okay. I swear to you, he fell himself, but I was behind him and he looks behind me. And I'm like, would push me, would punched me out at when we were able to go to lunch. Just totally like pummeled me. For the rest of my freshman year, I went to the library to eat lunch, and I did that the rest of my high school career.
Wow.
Yep.
It wasn't my buddy Rocco, was it?
It wasn't. In fact, I know who this guy is still. It was not Rocco, and I was right to be concerned because his rap sheet.
Was he in your class?
He was, off and on. His rap sheet is not good. As an adult.
Wow.
Right.
I might have actually
That's
not
too
made
bad.
It.
I feel sorry for you listening to that story. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because you missed a little bit of high school.
Oh, my high school was not good for me. Yeah. It wasn't. No.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. And it's because of people like Todd. Wow. I'm just kidding. Actually, Todd was good because he would like to mix it up, but he wouldn't just randomly pick on people.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You know what's true, though, as far as you never know? Because I had a guy in high school, he was a few years older than me, and he's in prison. He's been in prison for life.
Yeah.
So you just never know at that age.
Yeah. We had a lot of... I would be interested if Todd lost any fights. Because, I mean, he was willing to... You got to be willing to lose fights.
Hey, we're going to be back with more high school sports covered by Scott Vincent.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for coming in. Yeah. Do you have revenge?
Can you stick around? Do you have any place you have to go?
No.
Okay, you're going to stay here all morning.
Okay.
Scott Vincent. Go ahead. We got to take a quick break. Back up.
Want to see the action live? Watch Mino and the Mayor streaming weekday mornings on Facebook Live. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WISS or WGBW. Jump in, leave a comment, and be a part of the conversation. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Beautiful morning out there. We got Grace Hageman from the Salvation Army at Salvation Army Weekend. As I mentioned, it brought up a bad memory of Scott Vincey punching me at the Salvation Army at the gym on Mather Street.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen again.
That is a great gym.
Thank you.
You guys still use that for?
Yes, we do. So basketball? We do still have recreation happening at our West Side location. Yep.
Nice.
Serve lunch there.
You
every
know
day.
What? I don't want people. I did not punch you. I have no recollection.
You came close.
And I just can't let that slide.
Let me tell you how bad of a teammate you were.
Okay.
I was bringing the ball up one time. You tried
that's
to steal
true.
It. From
I didn't
me.
Try to. I did. But that's.
I'm sure it was warranted.
Yeah. Well,
he thought I was bringing it up too slow or something.
Which you were now. And you were. And I've always said this. You were a very good 3-point shooter. But all you would do is stand behind the 3-point line in the corner.
you just set sit him there. Up.
Yeah. It's like no defense,
Grace,
no hate.
Why are you agreeing with him and going, why are you doing this for us, Grace?
This is kind of what I do when I come on this show.
You fit right in. Jim, I know you do a lot with the Salvation
Army.
We
do. And the one on Mather you're talking about, lunch, you guys serve lunch.
Yes.
And
we do a daily lunch Monday through Friday.
Right.
And then we also have our food pantry as well as our case management services and rental
assistance. So we share
program.
Some guests or residents because I work at the new community shelter.
Right.
And many times they go to your place for lunch.
Yes.
That's why we don't serve lunches because you do.
Yep.
But then you don't on certain days, weekends,
holidays. Bank holidays.
Right,
yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
anyway, that's got to be an old school facility, right? That
yes.
Salvation Army?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Is.
That's old.
Yes. Well,
you've looked
the building
at,
is very old.
That thing's been looked at. To do other things with it, but you kind
we're
of stay the course.
In
well,
the future, we're hoping in the future that maybe there's something that can be done with the property.
So, but your main focus now is the Croc Center?
Yeah, so I work at the Croc Center, but right. I, because of my position in community outreach and engagement, things like that, I cross back and forth quite
right.
a bit, but typically all of my planning and things are at the Croc Center. But yeah, I'm here for National Salvation Army Week this week.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
It's amazing what you guys do, and
from
housing to meals.
Absolutely.
You can talk about more than I can.
Yeah, this week is a non-fundraising week. It's really a week for us to be appreciative of our members, our clients, our programs, our staff. We have some really great staff at both locations. You know, with our Croc Center, we have so many staff that are dedicated just to doing senior classes and senior programs, and they're wonderful instructors. We have seniors that come every week just to go to those classes, and keeping those people engaged. It's just such a wonderful thing that we can provide for our community.
Tell me about those classes. Yeah. Are you talking about academic, or are you talking about exercise?
Exercise classes.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. So like we have a pretty decent aquatic program that's exercise classes. We do like aqua Zumba. We have aqua cycle. Mm-hmm. We have special bikes that they put into the pool, and it's like less pressure.
You put bikes into the pool.
Yeah, they're special bikes. They're made for the go in the pool.
Because who did we have? Oh, Mark Hewson from Bell and Sports Medicine always comes on, and I always talk about, you know, when I'm prepping for a big event athletically, mm-hmm. or whatever, you know, like I've got a bone spur in my heel, so that gets into my Achilles tendon.
Did you get that from basketball?
A lot of things. but I always tell him I get hurt trying to get into shape. I'm trying to improve my body. He says, get in the water.
Yeah. So our aquatic center is great
swim.
For that. Well, but you don't have to because you can walk, because we have a winding river that you can just walk, and people walk that a lot.
Do you have a reverse pool?
What's that?
The water's going the other way, you swim against it?
No, we don't have that, unfortunately. Tide. Yeah. But we have a lamp pool. Yeah.
But the water, what's great about the water is it's good on your knees.
Absolutely.
And that's usually where somebody like him.
But. Yeah. We, I mean, and also our fitness classes, especially our senior classes, really focus on that. And so it takes
Tell
out the pressure
Tell me more
about
the bikes in water. Have you ever heard of this?
No, I don't think
so. Yeah, they're specially made bikes that they can put in the water. But so it's like, it's not like all the like structural equipment.
Right.
So they're lighter, so they can pick them up and put them in. But yeah, it's a super popular class with our seniors. They love it.
I love that.
And you get music?
Cool. It's like a fun experience. But yeah, so we have our instructors that like, they specialize in doing these senior fitness classes and keeping our senior community really engaged. So Natural Salvation Army Week, we're really focusing on highlighting all the great things. So yesterday we did some highlights with our volunteers. We dropped off Kringle at Curative Connections
because
of the great things that they do in keeping people active in the community. Mm-hmm. Today is all about focusing on recreation programs. We have a summer camp coming up, as well as our gymnastics team. We have an affordable gymnastics program that's full, like, balance beam and uneven bars.
Awesome.
And yeah, it's crazy. It's
my
crazy
daughter was in that.
Really?
Yeah, she loved it.
Oh, that's awesome.
State champion.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have with our team, they can compete within the region, but it's also a more affordable, cost effective way for kids to participate. So yeah.
I have to, did you watch that movie? I know we talked about it last time.
Which one?
You know, the Croc. The guy.
Oh yeah. The founder. Yeah.
What did you think? Did you see it, Scott?
One of my favorite movies.
That's a good movie.
Really? Even though, okay, top 150.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
But Ray Kroc wasn't a great... Wait, is the building named after Ray Kroc?
Well, so his wife
started
is
up the Kroc Center.
Yeah.
Oh, because
so
she didn't have money.
It's his money.
But it's a great story. She grew up poor.
Okay.
And all of her other friends, they're all going to the country clubs.
Yeah.
And she always felt so bad about that her vow was if she ever had money, she would make sure disadvantaged kids or whatever would have the exact same type of facilities as the rich kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's why when you go
and she's using his money, so it works out.
Okay, because Ray kind of screwed over the McDonald brothers.
A little bit.
Yeah,
little bit.
I mean, they still got a million.
Oh, they're fine.
But
they're fine.
Okay.
Yeah. But she was here. But, or the
Joan Kroc was here.
For the ribbon cutting, that was,
Her dream was to create all these facilities, and so we are one of 26 nationally. So we're very lucky to have our building facility. But yeah, a part of our funding is the endowment from Joan Kroc, which is Ray Kroc McDonald's money. And so that keeps us with our facilities. So any of our facility updates, we don't have to worry about that.
It's a beautiful place. I mean, I got to be honest with you. You walk into that place and you're thinking of the snazziest health club type thing you'll ever find.
It's pretty fancy in some ways, especially that aquatic center.
It's amazing.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah. Yeah. So we have a lot of different things going on. Tomorrow we have the Grounded Cafe coming, the food truck to do free meals for our seniors.
Nice. What kind of food? What do you got there?
They're doing, I think they're doing breakfast tomorrow. They're doing breakfast burritos, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Any seniors that are members of the Croc?
Anyone could come. Okay. Technically, the Grounded Cafe, they do donation rate. It's like donation rate $5, but it's technically free.
Scott, you want to talk about the greatest gym in Green Bay? Their gymnasium.
Oh, thank you.
It's unbelievable. It's so big and it's a great floor.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you guys, I think you guys close it half off now because of pickleball, right?
We do, yes. Holy cow. Have half of it is for pickleball now, and then the other half is typically like we rotate between. We have some fitness classes in the morning, then it's full court basketball. We also have full court volleyball as a possibility. But yeah, the pickleball players, we have a very engaged community.
I always thought pickleball was just this, patty cake.
Mm-hmm. No.
These people were into it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we actually partnered with Purveya to do a seminar about injury prevention with pickleball specifically, and they've been running that. I've seen them running that seminar more now because it's like such a high impact, it's competitive, and so, but it's great to see people getting active.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's giving and takes.
And it's getting some older people,
yes,
which I think is good.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
They're looking for something. And, yeah. You know.
Well, these were all what you would consider seniors, and they were as,
oh, yeah.
I mean, they were going
really
at it
intense,
like you can't believe. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of league. That's very, very popular. I mean, not just at your place, but, you know, they've converted some of the city parks, and of course, Western, who's their affiliate? The tennis club, you know, right on Monroe. That's all pickleball now. So it's unbelievable how.
Yeah, there's a pickleball club in Ashwaubenon now.
Yeah.
We're going pickles and bags. Hey, Todd.
Oh yeah, we have a place in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh. Yeah.
It's like that throwing bean bags and playing pickleball and
really
and a bar.
Where's that over in Oshkosh?
It's in Oshkosh.
It's in Oshkosh. She was on our show.
Generally. Oh, okay.
And
that's
just a
really
young guy, entrepreneur, you know, saw the market and said, look, I'm going to deliver
this.
We're
the ones that ask the questions.
Yeah. Oh, well, wow.
Grace.
Wow. Sometimes I just have to check in. You know?
So this week, you're celebrating this week, Salvation Army Week. I think that's cool that you spent a day honoring the employees because they work hard.
Yeah. We are trying to, like, for Croc specific, we're trying to break it up into different topics, so like our seniors. So tomorrow is going to be our senior appreciation, which that's our members and also our staff. And then Friday is going to be our family programs. We have some great like parent and tot classes. We have a wonderful aquatics instructor who just does parent and tot classes in the water. Neat. So it's getting little kids, tinies, really comfortable with getting in the pool.
Just talk about your arts. I think some people look at you as a gym. And
we just had our recital this weekend, actually.
I like the music. I mean, I think that's important, too, that you offer that.
Yeah. So we have a cool
I just want to say, we did a radio show there one time, Murphy in the Morning. We did a river. It was like the best acoustics, you know, because
it
was phenomenal acoustics.
It was in the auditorium.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very lucky to also have a fine arts program, which is kind of special for something like us. So we have a full music program as well as painting. We have a pottery studio, so we have a full, we can like, I don't know what the word is, but we have a kiln, so we glaze things and create projects like that. And then also we have a dance program. We have an auditorium that we use for, there's church there on Sundays, but then also we do get to do like performances there. We had a concert there in January. That was a full brass band from Chicago.
Wow.
That was a Salvation Army band, and it was the coolest because the acoustics, like we didn't have to do any like speakers or anything like that. Like it just was... That sound really reverberates.
I'll never forget.
Kids to see that and like, I want to do that. And you provide instruments too, which is really cool.
Yes,
was expensive.
Yeah, and also with our Salvation Army, as an organization, Salvation Army, on both on Croc as well as the Corps side, we do care so much about music education for kids. We actually have been hosting our state's music school, our divisional headquarters, that's what it's called. So every once a month, we have kids coming in from across the state, from Milwaukee, from even Escanaba.
Really?
UP counts in our state territory. And they do this music school through our state Salvation Army.
So this week, do you do this every year? I hope so. The Salvation Army week?
It's a national holiday.
It's going
President
on all over.
Eisenhower deemed it a national holiday.
Yeah, I would believe
I think
that.
Something like that.
It's incredible. Why don't you talk about, you talked about the Croc Center, but other things you do for the community that people may not know. I mean, are you familiar with some of that? Housing?
Sure.
Yes.
So we have on our social services side, we have a Pathway of Hope program, which is our family case management. Mm-hmm. We do have a rental assistance program when we can have that. We do have support for emergencies and disaster services. That was actually something we served during the draft, giving food to first responders. And then we were on call if there was an emergency. Our Croc Center was going to be used as a family assistance center.
Oh, wow.
So people were going to be relocated. So it was a big setup. I had to work with like the police department and the fire department. It was in state. The NFL's like emergency services came in. Yeah, so because of our Salvation Army, we have a whole emergency disaster services system.
Would you be that way for like tornadoes or something?
Yep. So we're like, we have a group of our officers are like our executive directors, basically. They're called officers for us. They are certified in this. And then we also have volunteers and then like some staff or service. Like I'm certified to serve in emergency disaster services. So it's very, it's a very big system. That. Yes.
I know this week is recognition, but you're not fundraising this week.
That's correct.
Which is, you know.
Yeah, we're doing other things, though.
On the other hand, you can tell people, because people need to support the Salvation Army. Because I think there's a lot of things that you do that people don't know. I mean,
yes.
Yeah, it's just great. And we're so lucky to have you in here. And
I agree. Can I tell you something quickly, ironic?
Yeah.
Okay, Ray Kroc from San Diego.
Yeah.
His wife from San Diego.
Yeah.
You know who was one of the top people for the Salvation Army in San Diego in the 30s?
Who?
Ted Williams' mom. And she used to take him in the little Salvation Army outfit to all the different things. And then Ray Kroc and Joan Crockett, they're all from San Diego at the same time. And Ted Williams' mom was the leader.
I don't know who Ted Williams is.
He's a great baseball player.
Yeah.
Like the greatest baseball player of all time.
That's amazing. I love
that. It's unbelievable.
Wasn't that a good story?
You assume, okay, whatever. I could tell she didn't know who it was.
The Splendid Splinter.
Yeah, no, he's a great.
Back me up, Scotty.
He's a sports guy.
Yeah. Grace, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Grace.
Great,
as things. Always.
All right, wonderful cool. place. Kroc Center is unbelievable. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM WSS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. Beautiful day out there. Forecast, mix of sun and clouds, possible showers. High of 70 today. We got some texts here. We're talking earlier about restaurants. More restaurants should bring back the dinner or lunch counter. Chuck from Green Bay. I will sit at a counter by myself all day long.
Yeah, that's what they're there for.
I love that. Eagles at Packers Monday night, November 10th. It's going to be kind of fun. Got another one here. I had regulars that were at my restaurant that ate and drank coffee every day. Bothered me, but they were spending on the average $8 to $10 a day, unlike people that popped in once or twice a month. Cater to the regulars as they keep the lights on.
Well, that's Tori. The long view. That makes sense to me.
The White Sox used to play a few games a year at County Stadium after the Braves left before the Brewers came in. I used to go to Twins White Sox games at County Stadium to see Harmon Killebrew, my favorite player. I went there in August of 1968 to see the White Sox against the Detroit Tigers.
1968?
Yes, at County Stadium.
Scott, you weren't around.
No, but I'm trying to think of like some of the guys on the Tigers that
year. Oh, that was that great team. Al Kaline and everybody.
Okay.
Earl Wilson was a starting pitcher and took when he was at bat, he took a fastball to the face. I'll never forget that. But you know one of the reasons they were doing that? Because the riots in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
And Comiskey. I've never been to Comiskey. Well, no, once I was years ago. But bad part of town, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or what it used to be?
Yeah. Yeah, not
okay.
Agree.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so, and that's up. Where the riots were. Right. So they actually moved some games to Milwaukee to get away from the riots.
Yeah.
Fascinating. So that's okay.
Yeah.
It's good history right there.
Well, thank you.
I mean, not positive history, but no, it's but a good still, history lesson.
It's history.
You got to learn it. Yeah. Yep. Hey, before we go on to you, I have to give a happy birthday. I've been trying to do this since yesterday. My sister-in-law lives in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
She is our most loyal listener, and it was her birthday yesterday, and my wife's like, make sure you
want me to sing?
She sent me a text and said, would John sing? And I'm like, he doesn't do that anymore.
Yeah, I do.
I
certainly do.
And I just want to say that pretty cool that she moved she works for a company, and part of she wanted to move to Florida. She didn't like the weather here, and the company's like, well, okay, and they hooked her office all up that she's still like working here. I mean, they really like good employees. She gets to live there, owns a condo, and just, you know, loves it. She's one of I told you yesterday, she's my favorite sister-in-law. She's just awesome. So she said, well, could John sing me happy birthday? And I'm like, we stopped doing that.
No, but we thanks did. For. I did it just the other day.
Todd?
What's that?
Do we still allow that?
We do.
Oh, John?
Yeah, he just sang one earlier this week or last week. Sure.
Okay. All right. Thing? So Debbie Humming.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
creepy.
Yeah, a little creepy.
Yep. Happy birthday to
Time Killer.
You.
All right. Thank you, John. Happy birthday, Debbie. Debbie Hyman in Florida. All right. Thank you, John.
Happy birthday.
You know those?
Yes. He, right?
Yeah.
It's right off. That's Nick Rails from the Rail Train. Remember when, who's the guy from Saturday Night Live that did that? Nick Rails on the Rail Train?
Oh.
Billy
Crystal?
No.
Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he's the lounge singer.
That's right. It's the lounge singer.
Oh, yeah,
right.
And that's who you are.
Absolutely.
I know.
That's what I want to be.
But I thought you were trying to be Marilyn Monroe. I honestly thought you were.
Did you?
I'm kind of like a male Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, okay. Out of the cake. But, he reminds me of, lounge singer. Because those, they can't sing. They think everybody likes them.
Nick somebody, wasn't it?
That's like, this was like.
Wasn't it? But no, but his character's name was Nick somebody, I thought. No, because it was Bill Murray.
Yep, Nick Rails, right?
Was it? Oh, is that what Nick Rails? Yeah.
On
oh,
the Rail Train.
Look at you.
I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was. Anyway, it was that's crazy. What you sound like.
You know, sometimes you see videos and like it's very cringing. You almost don't want to watch
it.
Right. I saw that live right here. Like,
it is, right?
It was like a cringy.
He never looked up.
Yeah, no.
His head was looking down.
Yeah, it was a cringy, but it was there was no way to shut off the TV.
And you're laughing too, though.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's good.
And I wasn't expecting that, Scott, from you.
No, I'm just kidding.
I thought it'd be a lot more.
No, it was you're actually a good singer.
Okay.
Like,
stop,
kidding
Scott.
Aside.
Come on.
Don't do that. No.
Even I have to say.
I think that's where we have to jump in.
I think you try.
He does try.
Good. I try.
No, I try to be as good as humanly possible.
Oh, you were being serious?
I try to be as good as humanly possible.
So wait, that's not like
100%.
When you're singing like that, that's not a bit.
Nope.
No,
my head, I sound magnificent.
I know, and that's dangerous.
In my head,
very dangerous.
In my ears,
he does.
I sound honestly magnificent.
He's tone deaf.
Now, is it one of those things?
No, they think they are.
Yeah, when you hear yourself, though, you know how people hate hearing themselves talk. If I would record you and you listen, would you be like, oh, God, that's awful?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever really heard it. I don't think I want to.
It's probably a good idea.
I don't want to break the magic.
Right. Yep. Nope.
Right.
But, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. But yes, thank you for that.
Wow.
So, Scott, what are you working on now?
Spring is so difficult.
Right.
I start on Monday panicking. Almost like back in the day when you'd have a dream that you overslept for a final or something. I have this thing of I got to find something every day.
When I still have those dreams from the TV days of you're going on the air and you got nothing done.
So
I get the thing where you go to school and there's a test and you ain't ready. That's we're all saying the same thing.
Yeah. And that's what these like 3-4 weeks are until you get to the state.
I agree.
For some reason, in my experience, spring sports does not move the needle for a lot of people.
Right.
It's, you know, it's not that.
Right.
There's not in, but it's just not.
Yeah, I agree. So, and you try and whatever, but
it's a football basketball kind.
But are you covering with a guy on here from lacrosse? Mm-hmm. Not from lacrosse, who coaches that and just thinks it's taken
fascinating
off.
Fascinating you say that. I'm talking to the Notre Dame girls lacrosse coach today for
kidding.
Because they're good.
Are they?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's a collection of like a bunch of schools
that doesn't get the attention that
you ever heard
Minnesota's big.
Of a cricket field in Green Bay?
I have not.
Okay, I'll take you there after the show.
Okay.
Field trip.
He swears he dedicated a cricket field in Green Bay.
I did dedicate it. If it's still there, no, that's a question, but I did dedicate it.
Beep.
So.
Beep.
No. I'm going to look that up.
Debbie, your brother's a liar.
In law.
Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.